Hello, I'm Tim Huckabee, and welcome to Bytes by MSDN, Windows 8 Edition. Today, the guest is Christian Shormann. Christian, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So you are the Director of Program Management on the Blend team. I think it's worth explaining what the heck Blend is for some of our developer audience who might not have used the tool yet.
So most applications that you build have, of course, a lot of code that you have to write, and that's what Visual Studio is for. But there's also UX and user interfaces, and it's a lot easier to do these things visually, you know, like instead of writing code, you know, graphics is just not something you want to code, it's something you want to design. And we basically make the visual design tools that make it possible, you know, like to have a visual authoring experience for UX.
So it's safe to say that you and your team are in charge of the design part of building software.
Yep.
At least in terms of the tool.
Yeah, all the design tasks. If you want to do something visually, if you want to construct things in a visual manner, then you use our tools and they work directly together with Visual Studio. So you can have Visual Studio open to do your coding jobs and you can have Blend open to do your design tasks, and it all works nicely together and smoothly.
Being that said, your new product does HTML5 just as well as it does XAML. For us XAML folks who, you know, might be a little bit afraid of that you guys are paying more attention to HTML5, can you belay our fear, so to speak?
We absolutely can. So in this release for Windows 8, basically we now have two UX platforms. One is HTML, one is XAML, and we already had great XAML tools, so we just basically moved these over to the new world of Windows 8 XAML. And we also improved the integration with the Designer and Visual Studio, and we added support for Win32 native applications, WinRT C++ applications. At the same time, with the new HTML platform, we basically added full-featured support for HTML visual authoring. And that's really something pretty special, because over the last years, HTML has pretty much become something that you program everything in JavaScript in. You know, everything in the DOM gets generated or modified by JavaScript. And in traditional HTML authoring tools, you never see anything on the design surface because there's no code running. So you never see what you're actually editing. And that makes visual authoring pretty much impossible. Yeah. In our new HTML authoring tool, we basically run JavaScript code all the time right on the design surface. So you really get the ability to actually author against HTML, even if it gets generated completely in code, or if the DOM elements get modified in code, you can still do all your styling work, and we have very sophisticated styling support. So I'm really pretty excited about these tools, and I think they will enable people to really create great HTML apps. And I think it will also help a lot to really understand all the complexities of CSS and to really create great experiences using HTML.
You know, you make a good point there, because, you know, a lot of us, especially on the client side of things, you know, in Windows apps, have been building apps for a long time. We may not have that web type savvy. And I know that there's a little bit of, let's say it out loud. I mean, people are afraid. These type of developers might be a little bit afraid of HTML5. But I know you and your team are particularly proud of what you've done just as a learning tool, because it's all in design time. It's all in real time.
Yeah,
you're dragging and dropping, but you're hacking away at it too.
It's definitely super, super helpful. You know, CSS is basically a real complicated platform.
Yes.
I mean, CSS is very powerful, and, you know, like the simple things in CSS, they look deceptively simple. But once you get into, you know, like complex layouts, dynamic layouts, you know, where things need to resize dynamically and adapt to different screen sizes, to different aspect ratios, different orientations, and all these things, it actually becomes a pretty complicated beast. And we've built tools that make it really easy to understand why, you know, the things on the design surface behave the way they do, and to understand the CSS you're doing and all these things. And it's a lot of fun. I honestly haven't had that much fun doing CSS, you know, like in doing HTML.
No one has fun doing CSS.
Yes, I now do. I now do. It's
now
I never
awesome.
Had before. It was always, you know, like, oh my God, I have to figure my way through all the CSS stuff. But now it really is fun to do, and it's a great experience.
Yeah, clearly you're passionate about it. You know, I I mentioned the proud thing. I know you and your team have done a darn good job on that product. Give us a call to action. Where do developers go next?
Well, the best thing is download Visual Studio Express, download the edition. Blend is right in there. You have it right on the start screen together with Visual Studio. Give it a spin and just start building your first HTML app. It's really fun and it's a great thing to do.
And it comes free in the Express product.
And it comes free, indeed.
Awesome. Christian, thank you so much for your time today.
You're very welcome.
And thank you guys for watching.